With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing an executive order that puts TikTok in American control. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The executive order allows TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. by shifting China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors. President Trump said he discussed the deal with Chinese President Xi.
We talked about TikTok and he gave us the go-ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies.
Vice President Vance said there was some resistance from China, but that Americans can use TikTok with confidence that their data will be secure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A record-setting fine for Amazon. Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Amazon has reached an historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which says the online giant tricked consumers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult to cancel once they did. The Seattle company will pay $1 billion in civil penalties, the largest fine in FTC history, and $1.5 billion will be paid to consumers who were unintentionally enrolled in Prime or were deterred from canceling their subscriptions. The company has admitted no wrongdoing in the case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A program note, Erica Kirk, widow of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, will be on national radio Friday. She will appear on her late husband Salem Radio Network talk show beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same stations. Officials say the gunman who opened fire on an ICE facility in Dallas hated the United States government and wanted to incite terror by killing federal agents, citing handwritten notes found in his home. Officials say the man set out to ambush the agency. This is SRN News. For women who want to have a baby, probably not a good idea at all to be smoking pot.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago plans to honor Democratic Senator Dick Durbin despite the powerful politician's support of abortion, and that is stirring controversy. Durbin set to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. Many pro-life Catholics are outraged, including Bishop Thomas Paprocki of Springfield, Durbin's hometown. He says he is shocked at the idea. This is SRN News. Every living former Fed chair has joined in a brief warning the Supreme Court against allowing the removal of a board governor.
Former Federal Reserve chairs Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Alan Greenspan have signed on to a Supreme Court filing urging the justices to reject President Trump's attempt to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. They join a bipartisan group of former Treasury secretaries and White House officials arguing that allowing her removal would undermine the Fed's independence from day-to-day politics. Trump sought to fire Cook last month after members of the administration accused her of mortgage fraud and brought the case to the Supreme Court after an appeals court allowed Cook to keep her job as her case works through the courts. Jennifer King, Washington.
A Texas man has been executed Thursday evening, that for killing his girlfriend's 13-month-old daughter in a torturous ordeal. The couple said was part of an exorcism to expel a demon from the child. More details, srnnews.com.